From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Chris Oseski. The University of Missouri is honoring African Americans who helped shape the university at a dedication of Bluford and Brooks Halls and Ridgel Atrium. KBIA's Sydney Steele was at a dedication of the buildings Friday and has this report.
Students with a Legion of Black Collegians and Forefront participated in a solidarity march at the hall dedication. Taylor Warren is the ex officio chair of LBC and participated in the solidarity walk.
So just to know that another Black woman came to Mizzou and stood for something and planted seeds for us to be able to come here, it makes me feel needed. It makes me feel wanted on this campus.
Nathan Dare is the president of the Residence Hall Association.
Good afternoon. As he said,
his organization put forward the recommendations to name the buildings.
Our residence halls are supposed to be home to people, and how are we truly welcoming people if we're only welcoming one particular race? So I think it's very important that we not only diversify naming the buildings, but just making sure that everyone feels like their voice is being heard and making sure that this is home to them.
Dare said they chose to name the buildings after Bluford and Brooks because there are no other buildings on campus named after people of color. Sydney Steele, KBIA News.
The Missouri Republican Party sent out incorrect information to 10,000 absentee voters. Executive Director Ray Bozarth told the Kansas City Star a miscommunication between the party and the vendor printing the postcards led to an incorrect date on the mailers. Absentee ballots are not due until Election Day, November 6th. The New York Times reports the Trump administration is considering narrowing the definition of gender, which would roll back recognition and protections of transgender people under the Federal Civil Rights Act. KBIA's Molly Dove explains what this means for Missourians.
Missouri is one of 26 states that doesn't protect people from discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity in its civil rights law. Steph Perkins, the executive director of PROMO, says as long as that's true, a change like that at the federal level wouldn't affect Missourians much. PROMO is a statewide organization advocating for LGBTQ equality. Perkins says though the state has not recognized the transgender community in their human rights clause, Missouri still could set up protections, regardless of the Trump administration's proposal.
It wouldn't limit that. It just simply sends a message that transgender people shouldn't be included. And that's something that we work really hard to defeat or to change anyway.
Perkins said the new definition, if passed, would attempt to change things like access to health care, equal housing, and education for transgender people. He says protections for the community have been legalized before, and he thinks they will be again. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News.
The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld an injunction against part of the state's voter ID law. An injunction was issued earlier this month against a provision requiring people without photo ID to sign a sworn statement and show some other form of ID in order to cast regular ballots. The Supreme Court did not explain why it upheld the injunction. I'm Chris Oseski, KBIA News, Columbia.